Hi, welcome to Peanut Butter and Jelly Shoes. I'm Caitlin.
I'm Tiffany.
What did we watch today, Tiffany?
Today we watched my favorite movie of all time from the year 1992.
Wait, it was your favorite movie from 1992, or it's your favorite movie of all time that's from 1992?
It's my favorite movie of all time that came out in the year 1992. I don't know how I could be more clear.
I still am not sure. What is it?
Ladybugs. Is that your visceral reaction to this movie that I've talked about for years to you?
Yeah, you've been saying to me for years, you gotta see Ladybugs. You, like, as if I had never seen Star Wars or I had never seen Indiana Jones.
This is my Star Wars. Ladybugs is my Star Wars. I don't know if that's true. But this movie means a lot to me. And I swear, I think, how long have we been friends? Like a decade?
About 34 years.
I feel like every other half century I bring up to you that we should watch this. Half decade is what I meant.
No, it's been a lot.
More than that? Okay.
Yeah, but cool. That's okay. I'm glad to have shared this with you. I've never seen it. So it was a treat?
It was a treat. I hadn't seen it either for at least 5 years.
5 years. You're like, I haven't seen this in so long. I thought you were going to say 20 years. And you're like, it's been since five years. Like,
and oh. It might have even been more recent than that. Who's to say?
No one knows.
No one knows.
But that's your business.
That is my business. How dare you ask me about it?
So this was a fun thing.
It was a very fun thing.
So it's Rodney Dangerfield coaching a girls' soccer team.
Called the Ladybugs.
The end.
And that was it. Thank you so much for listening. All right,
my name is Caitlin.
This is Tiffany.
I said my name wrong. I said Caitlin.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
We've only had, you know, I'm looking at the table full of...
Don't.
Okay. Cocaine. So yeah, it's a Rodney Dangerfield vehicle, which, like, if you haven't seen a lot of Rodney Dangerfield movies, it is a lot to adjust to.
Yeah,
it's basically like all of his like terrible stand up and like inappropriate dad jokes, and then they try to like shoehorn a plot around that.
Right. It was a stand up routine that they expanded into 90 minutes.
And thank God they did.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
You're right. No. Here's the thing is I did not dislike the movie.
Oh, really? Because I thought you were going to come out like guns blazing hating it.
No, because I've heard people say, once you've seen it, so doesn't hold up. It's terrible. And to a degree, they're correct. But also, it was not as bad as I was preparing myself for something that I was just going to have to be hiding in my shirt the entire movie. And it wasn't that.
Right. I mean, it's definitely, like, a product of its time with some of the jokes and some of the dialogue. But it's not... It's not the worst movie that's ever happened from the 90s.
Yeah. I mean, it could never get made today. Unless it was...
It could, but it would be, like, very different, I feel like.
Incredibly different. I feel like everything would offend... everybody in this.
But, like, if it was done the right way, it could be, like, a very affirming movie.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, okay.
You know?
We'll work on that.
We'll get... I have a couple points to bring up that are, like, still topically relevant.
Please.
But in a bit.
Let's get there.
We'll get there. So it's also starring, did we say, the late Jonathan Brandis?
Which I keep forgetting he's dead.
May he rest in peace.
Sure.
Which I feel like this is not the first time we've brought that up, even though this is the first Jonathan Brandis movie we have watched for this podcast.
We talked about him in Casper, right?
I think so, because he was part of that, like, you know, early to mid-90s kind of heartthrob aesthetic. He had, like, that perfect, like, ridiculous mushroom haircut.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
His beautiful blue eyes. He was a little dreamboat.
He was also 16 in this movie.
He was 16. He looked like he was 12.
Yeah.
But, you know, girls visibly age faster than boys do.
Apparently.
Yeah, because the girl who plays his love interest, Kimberly, looked like she was at least 24.
Yeah, it was super creepy.
Yeah.
But so it's basically Rodney Rodney Dangerfield is trying to get a job promotion.
You look so befuddled.
I am.
Hands to your face.
So he's got a job he wants to get promoted.
Yes.
He's had the same position for, I think he said, 12 years.
Yes.
And he's a salesman.
Yes.
At the Mullins Company?
Mullins Company.
Which, what do they do?
I don't know. They sell stuff.
He's like, I'm a salesman. I sell things. Like, Mullins. And he drives around in an Astro van that has the Mullins logo all over it. But I'm like, what do you...
They never, like, specify what they sell. Like, in his office, there's posters of different kinds of fish. I don't know if you noticed that. Like, no. All over it was, like, you know, like, it was, like, the size of a movie poster, but it was just, like, different breeds of fish. And then in his boss's office, there was, like, a sarcophagus. Yeah. There was, like, the Indian cigar salesman. Oh. There was, like, a model of the town. So, like, I don't know what they sell, but they, like...
That's right. They had a model of the town.
Yeah. I think they just sell everything to the town.
So weird.
Unless it's something that I've missed over, like, the 20 times I've seen this movie, I have no idea what the company actually does.
So he is the top salesman of this huge town that, or this huge
company
that runs the town, and he doesn't have his own, he shares an office with his secretary, and mm-hmm. it's about the size of a shoebox.
Played by the incredible Jackie Harry.
But she just has Bill as
Jackie. Jackie.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's so amazing.
She is fantastic.
I love her.
And she, I immediately was excited because she's from Sister Sister. She's
never
the mom.
Knew how much I missed her.
Now that everybody knows, I ain't ever gonna let you go. Oh, gosh.
We should do that. We should watch that.
Go home, Roger.
Okay.
That's from the show.
I remember.
Okay.
My name's not Roger.
Isn't it?
My middle name. My middle name is
Tiffany
Roger. TRS.
Terse.
Yeah, so he's basically, okay, Rodney Dangerfield is engaged to Jonathan Brandis' mother.
Right.
And he wants her to be able to quit her job and be a housewife once they get married. So that's why he's trying to get a promotion. And he is, you know, in his very Rodney Dangerfield-esque way, very bumbling and just like a total fucking idiot when he goes into his boss to try to ask for this promotion. And the boss won't give him a promotion. Mm-hmm. But then Rodney Dangerfield overhears the boss and his, like, really, like, they bill her as this super erotic, attractive woman, but she's very homely in her face.
Yeah, you're like, she's a butterface.
But she is a butterface, you know? But so he overhears them talking about this ladybug soccer team and how much they love it. And she, like, does charity work and supports this local team. And so he pretends he is a former soccer player who retired due to a groin injury. So they ask him to coach the team. And if he gives them, like, a winning season, he'll get a promotion.
Yeah, because that's real. That's how life works.
I think so. I mean, yeah. I don't have a real job. I've never had a real job in the business world. But maybe that's how it works. It's all, like, you know, extracurricular soccer coaching.
Did you notice, okay, so this guy who's the boss, Rodney Dangerfield, who is easily, he's an elderly man. He's old. To the point where when...
He should be retired.
Well, yes, he should be retired. When he went to the house to see his girlfriend and his the girlfriend's son, I thought, oh, it's the grandson and his daughter. And then they started making out. And I was mm-hmm. like, this is wrong. So he's working at this company. He's been working at this company for 12 years, he says. Mm-hmm. He's easily 30 years older than his boss. Mm-hmm. And as he's waiting to go into the office, the boss's secretary says, that's his wife, as the wife is leaving.
Mm-hmm. Like he's never seen the wife before.
He's been working with this man for 12 years and he's never seen his wife or know who she is. She's like, that's Susan. That's his wife. I don't know her name.
I don't know
Does
either.
She have a name?
No. Oh. Just Butter.
Butter on her face.
Butter
on
her face.
You know what the... Oh! Damn, you improved that joke.
Thank you so much.
Roger.
I did... The R always stands for Roger. But I did write down hashtag me too when he was talking to He was like, I mean, it's a Rodney Dangerfield movie. So it's full of Rodney Dangerfield-isms. And so much of that is so uncomfortable to watch now. Yeah. Like, as adult women, it's so painfully uncomfortable to watch. So, like, he's talking to the secretary, blatantly, like, hitting on her and asking why she's never been married and talking about, like, you want to give this a go kind of a thing. And then she's just like, oh, Chester.
Right.
Like, she's delighted by it. And it was so cringeworthy.
Yeah, because men, I think, well, some to this day, but back then, they especially thought if you just, like, walk up to a woman and openly sexually harass her in the middle of her office where she works, her reaction is going to be just flattered. Oh, thank you so much for, like, not respecting me and, like, chastising me for not getting married. That's wonderful.
Well, the fun thing about, so this movie was in 1992, and it's now 2018, and that's still exactly the case.
Like, yeah.
And interestingly enough, which I didn't really pick up on until you were talking about it, like, cut to, there's a girl that Jonathan Brandis, Matthew, is, like, in love with at school, named Kimberly. And yeah, she turns out to be the boss's daughter. But so, like, we're introduced to him having a crush on her when he's walking down the hall with his friend. And his friend's like, just flatter her. Tell her you love her lips and her body and her eyes and her smile and everything about her and all of her parts. And it's just like, Jesus Christ.
Right?
You're supposed to be playing, like, a 13-year-old. That's so creepy.
Yeah, they train him young.
They do. Train him young. You gotta get him in there harassing early.
It's so weird.
It was uncomfortable a little bit.
There's like a kind of a hard cut to so when he gets the coaching job, because right, he's just kissing ass saying, oh, I know all about soccer. I was a forward. I was a linebacker. I was a
tight end.
Right. Yeah. He's like, I was a tight end.
Fun fact. Some of those positions aren't soccer positions.
I recognized football.
I bet you recognized the tight end.
I sure did. Hell yeah. Not a Roddy Bajor. That's disgusting. Don't. But then it's like all of a sudden, hey, I'm coach at a soccer league. I'm going to do my...
I liked it.
We have to do our best Rodney Dangerfields.
Oh boy. I've got to work up to mine.
Okay.
I'm just going to randomly bust it out. You will have no warning.
Please.
Okay, good.
And then it's just he's coaching a girls' soccer team and they're all laying there and it is just a bunch of... It's a what they call a... oh, what did they call that?
They called it a rebuilding year.
It's a rebuilding year, but what do you call it when you get to get a bunch of hooligans together? It's like a
bunch of ne'er-do-wells?
Yes, like a ragtag.
Oh, a ragamuffin team. Oh, a ragtag team.
Ragamuffin team.
You know, the ragamuffins.
Sure.
Sure.
But they're, yeah, it's a rebuilding year, and they set up all the girls. The girls, like, stand up and introduce themselves one by one, and you set it up like, oh, these are going to be characters that we get to know along their journey.
Right.
There's, like, the sassy bratty girl who's just, I like boys. And then the other girl who collects butterflies. Yeah. And then there's the girl who's the best player on the league. And she's the only reoccurring character, not character, team player from the last season. Right. And then we just, like, never talk to them ever again.
Don't forget Penny Pester.
Oh, Penny Pester, her thing is she wears glasses.
Yeah.
That's related. Her character trait.
Relatable.
And Tiffany said, I am that girl.
I am Penny Pester. I wear glasses and giant hair bows constantly.
Oh,
and I casually blouse my athleisure wear tops out of my shorts.
Oh, that was a rough time for us all.
That's what I'm wearing right now.
Yeah.
You can't see me, but oh boy.
She's wearing the full Ladybugs authentic uniform with cleats and all.
I did say, and I wasn't kidding, that I think that would be a great Halloween costume. If one of us went as Martha, you, and I'll be Rodney Dangerfield.
I want to see you as Rodney Dangerfield.
I just need, like, a loud Hawaiian shirt that's, like, unbuttoned at least 3 buttons more than it should be.
God, he's so gross.
He's so gross. I gotta, like, work on bugging my eyes out.
Oh, God. He just was, like a... He was just, like, somebody took, like, a Hawaiian roasted pig, like, stood him upright, threw a shirt on him, and was like, act! Like he looks like that. Like, he looked like he's sunburnt and just, like, tired and leathery.
And I feel like no matter at what year I've seen Rodney Dangerfield in a movie, he's always looked the same. Like, I've never seen young Rodney Dangerfield. He's always looked exactly the same. May he rest in peace.
He's dead.
He's dead, and we're being kind
this
of
This entire
assholes.
Cast of is dead. No, it's
not. No, it's not. Penny is still alive.
Not yet.
Maybe. I don't know. She could be dead, too.
Yeah. Yeah, Rodney Dangerfield has always looked like he's 75 years old.
And, like, a bad 75.
Like a, like, ooh, like, have you, like, do you have a will worked out 75?
Right, like, we were debating, because at first it seems like Caitlin was saying, you know, he's fucking around with someone who should be his daughter.
Yeah.
And then the closer you look at her, you're like, oh, no, she's just, like, a really well... maintained and put together, like, 50-something-year-old.
I looked up their ages.
Oh, really? Hit me.
Okay, so Rodney Dangerfield, while filming...
42.
Rodney Dangerfield was 34.
I'm gonna kill myself tonight. That is 1 year younger than someone I know.
Rodney Dangerfield was 71.
Okay, I buy that easily.
She was 43.
Oh, God. Right. Oh, she looked older. I'm sorry,
It's the 90s, man. The hair, every woman, okay, so if you were alive in this era and you remember, all of the women had bangs. Like, not just fringe, full bloused, like, they bloused their shirts and their bangs.
Right.
There's lots of hairspray, just, and everyone had the bangy haircut, and I was like, oh yeah, I forgot, there was a year of a time where everybody had bangs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like,
unsettling. I had bangs constantly in
my life. I had bangs too.
Every time I get a haircut, I get bangs, and then immediately after the haircut, regret it.
Yeah.
Do you think I should get a perm at my next haircut? Like a feathered perm in the back.
Yes, but okay. It's got to be a real tight perm. It's got to be like curls.
Sure.
To the point where, it's just like, it's all got to have a wet look to it.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry curl.
Got to get some of that, what is that, the LA looks?
Oh, LA looks.
Yeah, I got to get some of that.
You'd be so pretty.
Oh, thank you so much. I did used to do the thing, which was so bad for your hair, and I'm surprised I didn't like break it all off, was did you curl your bangs, like the big curling iron, do like a curl and then like spray it while it was curled and then slowly slide the curling iron out so you just have like a curl?
Sure.
Yeah.
God, that your was bangs blood. Couldn't touch your face. That was like
no.
It was against the law.
And then
law.
You'd have to like back comb them up.
From 91 to 93, it was against the law in the United States.
Oh, it was only to 93?
Yeah.
I went to like 2001.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no. Your no wonder my life.
Touch your hair.
My life's gone down a dark path because of that.
Yeah, it was a bad, it was a rough time for all of us. No, I definitely did that. Well, there was that little girl in the movie. There was like that little blonde girl in the, by the dressing room scene.
Yes.
She looked exactly like how I looked at that same time period.
You used her to be hair, very blonde.
I was super blonde and I had that exact same hair. Like long, wavy, light blonde with the big fucking bangs.
Jeez, bangs.
It was a bad year. But yeah, so.
So Ronnie the team Davis is terrible.
They're all terrible. They're all running around. Like. These girls are, they're not just bad soccer players, they're bad humans.
They're bad at everything.
They can't even walk.
No.
They just walk, they run straight into the fence.
They meander aimlessly. They kick 8 feet away from where the ball actually is.
Yeah.
It's atrocious.
It's really upsetting. It's to the point where I was questioning the validity of said team. And
your existence as a human being on this planet.
Right. It was. I don't know if they were making a comment on the fact that they were girls or the fact that they just were a motley crew.
I think it was probably more that it was a motley crew.
That's fair.
Is what I would like to hope.
Yeah. No, because they said that the team had won all the past years.
Yeah. And it was just like a brand new bunch of girls. And you could tell like some of them weren't probably interested in it, but their parents put them in it.
Sure.
I don't know.
And some of them were 8, and some of them were 18.
Yeah, which felt inaccurate.
Right.
But so they're really bad, and now he's very upset because he thought it was going to be, like, an easy layup to, like, get this promotion. Because he thought he was going to have a team of champions, and he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Matthew is getting into all kinds of trouble at school. He's failing his classes because he's not doing his homework. And because of that, he's getting kicked off the football and soccer teams.
Yeah.
And so then there's this, like, light bulb moment that Rodney Dangerfield has where he's like, he wants to play soccer, but he got kicked off the team. I have a soccer team. It's really bad. Maybe he can help. Oh no, but it's only a girls' league. What to do?
See, I wish that they had had that moment of dialogue or something, because the way that they did it was through a look where Rodney Dangerfield just sort of leers at the young Jonathan Brandis and his eyes bug out of his head.
But that's his face.
Like a pug. It just like, ugh. And then he just stares at him up and down in a very creepy manner. And Jonathan Brandis is like, what? What is it? And then it's, like, hard cut to, like, him in a wig.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the movie.
Like a bad wig.
Yeah, it's like a movie. Like, it's like a wig that I made.
With my hair.
With your hair. Your hair looks better than that wig.
Thank you so much.
That was like a weird, like, dull.
It was a dishwater blonde.
It was dishwater blonde. Thank you. Yeah. It wasn't attractive. And they did nothing to make him look feminine except for they just put a wig on his head. It was like a page boy haircut.
Right.
And it didn't even bother to change his voice. And he was old enough that it was clearly a boy's voice.
Yes. And he clearly had an Adam's apple. And he didn't shave his legs. Which at that age, girls are shaving their legs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he is clear. Like, he was clearly a boy even from afar. Like, yes. He was shaped like a boy.
Yes.
But he just comes on to the fields and he's just wearing a wig and he's like, hiya, Martha. Get in the fucking game.
Oh, but you know what? We forgot to say why he decided to actually do it in the end.
I don't even remember.
Because he has such a boner for Kimberly. And, like, when he was watching that practice, he had that, like, very elaborate and creepy fantasy about them, remember?
Oh, God, yeah.
So, like, she kicks the ball because she's a terrible player. And it, like, lands near him. And she's like, heads up. And, like, the whole time, like, he's having this, like, very elaborate fantasy in his head where she's, like, running towards him and, like, this very inappropriate, like, French cut bikini and, like, sports bra, and she's, like, jogging.
It was weird, because it looked like she was just wearing underwear.
Yeah, yeah. And then it, like, cut to them, like, going out to a very fancy dinner, and he's wearing, like, a suit that's 8 sizes too big, and they're opening, like, what is that thing called? Like a, it's not a cloche. What is it? Is it a cloche?
What?
The big silver dome thing that, like, covers food.
I don't know what that's called.
Oh, I thought it was... Anyway.
I don't remember any of this.
Well, you made a comment about it because they uncover it and it was, like, two really, like, well-done-looking burgers.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And then they, like, cut to a wedding and then they're getting married. And then he's like, oh, yeah, hell yeah, I'll join this team.
And there's a banner that just says, our wedding.
Which, funnily enough, is the banner we're working on for our wedding.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Tiffany and I are getting married.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
Yeah. Our wedding.
Our wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was disturbing because, yeah, he looks like he's 12. She looks like she's 18.
Yeah.
She's, like, a head taller than him. It was just, but she's also playing, like, a 13-year-old.
And so that did feel a little creepy weird. That there was, like, this whole bathing suit fantasy moment with someone who's supposed to be playing, like, a preteen, basically.
It wasn't good. And, yeah, the slow... Ugh, yeah.
She ran in slow-mo, guys.
It was so gross.
Slow-mo.
Don't recommend.
No. But, so, anyway, now he's on the team, and he's helping out the girls. And I loved seeing in the first game, he's, like, playing very aggressively. They need to teach him how to be more ladylike. But in that first game, they cut to, like, him playing, and it is 100%... not him. Like, it is the worst stunt double I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. It was so bad.
Yeah, and it wasn't from a distance. It was a medium shot of him running towards the camera.
It's like a different ethnicity, even.
Right! Yeah, it was not good.
Yeah, so he kind of gets, like, a talking to from Chester, Rodney Dangerfield, afterwards, saying about, like, you can't, you know, call the ref a bastard. You can't talk about it. I have to take a leak. You can't do this. You've got to be more feminine. So he and Jackie take him out to the mall to buy him some clothes and teach him how to be ladylike.
Right. But their idea of just being ladylike was just throw on a dress and your wig that you've been wearing.
Right.
And that's it. You're done.
But, like, the scene in the dressing room, when you unpack it, was, like, really disturbing.
Oh, yeah, because the writers clearly knew what it looked like. Rodney Dangerfield goes into the dressing room with Jonathan Brandis.
To help him zip up the back of the dress.
Yeah.
And then, like, a grandmother and her little daughter or granddaughter come in. Mm-hmm. And they're sitting outside waiting. And you just hear this, like, entire dialogue that's so double entendre that it was, like, uncomfortable.
Yeah, but that was clearly the intention. It was the point. Right, it was just, like, she sees, like, a man's feet and then what appear to be a girl's feet because he's wearing women's shoes. And they're in a girl's, like, for children dressing room.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady just hears, like, oh, it's, like, too tight. And he's like, oh, you'll get used to it. Don't worry. And it was just...
It was very uncomfortable.
It was so gross. Somebody wrote that, like, oh, it's so funny that this old woman thinks that an adult man is raping a little girl in this dressing room.
The only thing it could have been interpreted as.
Right, and her reaction is just like, oh my.
She literally passed out in a feat of phenomenal overacting.
Yeah, she fell off that chair like a boulder rolling onto the Mulholland Drive.
Yes.
She just, like, rolled out of her chair and it was just, like, boom on the floor. Yes. Yeah.
It was pretty great.
Oof.
Oof. But so then after that, they go, the one thing I can think of that would be, like, a topical thing today if they remade this movie was, like, afterwards he really had to pee. And he was like, can't you wait till we get home? He was like, no, I have to pee now. And he's like, I don't know what bathroom to go into. It's like a whole thing about, like, which bathroom can he use, should he use? I'm like, well, that's something that people talk about in 2018, which is ridiculous. About, like, what bathroom do I use? Use a fucking bathroom. It doesn't matter.
Toilets are for all people.
Toilets are for all people. My favorite, that's the wrong way to lead into this. One thing I really liked about when we went to Vancouver, do you remember there was, like, that bar we went to and it was, like, a bathroom. It was a completely unisex bath, like a huge bathroom. Like, you went in, there was like a door you went into.
Yeah.
And then there was like a big, like, sink washing station in the middle. And then there were a bunch of different stalls, and it was like a free for all.
I kind
of
remember that.
And I was like, how wonderful. Yeah. You don't have to wait in a fucking line. It's not like you're going to, like, expose your genitals to everybody in the bathroom. There's a fucking door. Like, why does it matter?
Right.
So I felt like that could be, like, a topical thing.
Sure.
In the Ladybugs remake that I want you to write.
Okay.
Please.
No.
But
what?
You're my best friend. You're supposed to write it for me.
I'll write it for you, and then I'm just going to throw it in the fire.
Okay.
I'll write it by hand.
I'll save it forever.
You get to play Jonathan Brandis.
Okay.
Or you want to play Rodney Dangerfield.
Well, I'm more believable as Rodney Dangerfield, I feel like. That is a role I was born and meant to play.
Oh, no.
The old gross man with low self-esteem.
You're none of those things.
I'm a few of those things.
You're old and gross, or are you
gross? I'm old and gross with low self-esteem, and I am not a man. That is the one thing that is not true.
Yet. Anyway.
What?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
What was I gonna say? I don't remember. Mm. I don't freaking know. But, like, yeah, so he's... So he's wearing, like, these ugly dresses, and I, like, had a flashback to... Did you remember wearing those ugly-ass dresses?
Yeah, which one? All of them? Like the really boxy shoulder ones?
Yeah, like, the big, with the like, lace. Collars. Yeah. And then he says something about how your slip is showing, and I was like, oh my god. Like, I remember we had to wear slips all the time.
Yes! Mama, you had to wear a slip.
It's so... church. It's like... But people don't wear slips anymore, do they?
I don't think so.
It was weird. It, like, died hard.
I think now, like, Spanx are slips. I guess,
but they're more like underwear.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. You had to wear a slip under your dress.
I don't even think you can buy a slip.
I bet, like, old ladies wear them.
I bet.
But that was, like, a
like
thing.
Like, the full body slip, remember?
Oh, yeah. I had, like, a drawer full of those. Mm-hmm. It was weird. It was, like, all of a sudden, like, 1995 happened, and every slip just burned.
They spontaneously combusted.
I think so. I think it was, like, a hard...
It was like a hard shift into then you wore the baby doll dresses.
Yeah, and then that was it.
Yeah.
It just... Sorry, I had forgotten about that, and then he said that, and I was like, oh, yeah. I used to...
No, it is a weird thing, like, when you see, like, that... fashion moment in a movie that you relate to so hard, and you're like, man, that only lasted a second.
Right, it was weird. No, yeah. But I feel like slips were a thing for, like, 100 years, and then we just stopped.
In our lifetime. Yes. I feel like when we were obligated to wear them, it was a brief moment in time.
It was weird.
It's
just weird how that whole thing just died instantly.
Yeah, but I have so many, like, Christmas card pictures and Easter pictures of me in those fucking dresses. Like, especially the ones that, like, the whole top... From, like, the top of your shoulder to, like, the mid part of your upper arm was, like, one, like, awkward sheet.
Yeah.
With, like, a lace front.
Look like Amish and
then
people.
Yeah, and then, like, a drop waist. So it's, like, this weird illusion of, like, I look like a box.
It was a bad time. Like, who thought, it doesn't look good. It just, like, makes you look like a box.
And, like, I understand not wanting to, like, overly sexualize, like, a 12-year-old girl, but you can make him not look like a box.
Right, it was like, you look like the guy on the Quaker oatmeal box.
Yeah, I mean, well, he's pretty fucking hot, though. I mean, he can get it.
He's thick like his oatmeal.
I gotta go.
He just made a face. She just made this face, like, time for me to leave.
I made this face like I'm rethinking our wedding.
Oh, no!
Our first what?
Our first podcast walkout?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was me shutting a door.
Well done.
I have a career in sound effects.
Anyway.
Okay, so now he has, like, a change of heart, and he's, like, now feminine because he learned how to use a women's bathroom. And he's, like, helping the girls on the team instead of just yelling at them. So, like, the girl who likes to chase butterflies and gets distracted, he puts a bunch of... like, neon butterfly stickers on the soccer ball, so she stares at it because she's apparently, like, an idiot.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, stickers, butterflies, and that's, so he helps her, and it's all very sweet and nice.
Yeah, and all the girls are
starting to fall in love with him, which, like, I really would have loved to have known how many of those girls were, like, obsessed with him when they were filming that movie.
Oh my god, I bet all of them. Yeah, seriously. Can you imagine being able to, like, work alongside him?
Oh my god, no.
Yeah.
It's the dream. It was the dream in 1992.
Yeah, and we talked about how it was a weird situation because, like, all... Like, they didn't really go into it, but it wasn't like the, they were confused because they were like, oh, this very, very handsome girl with a deep voice and broad shoulders is suddenly, like... you know, taken us under his her wing mm-hmm. and just been our friend. And there wasn't any of that weird, like, oh, I like you.
I know, but I wondered. I think I did mention that towards the end. I'm like, how many of them do you think, like, once there's the big reveal where he comes clean and tells them that he's been Matthew all along, how many of them do you think, like, felt funny about that inside? Like, oh, but I thought I had a crush on you.
Yeah, the reverse Mulan.
The reverse Mulan.
Yes.
Bitch, that's so good. It is so good.
But it was like, because it was that was Mulan.
But reversed.
Right, but it was, because he was like, oh gosh, I'm like, I like this man. But then it's like, okay, it's cool. Like, just.
Cool.
Because it's a, yeah.
It's like, I'll make a woman out of you.
Aww. We should do a reverse Mulan. Actually, this movie.
This movie is reverse Mulan. That's literally what it is. No, Mulan is a reverse Ladybugs.
That's, but the legend came first.
Did it?
Yeah.
We should, you know who we should ask? You know who's really good at legends?
Kirk Fogg? Oh, no.
I love Kirk Fogg.
I know you have a crush on Kirk Fogg.
Okay. Anyway.
He's elderly.
You shut your dirty whore mouth.
Do you remember when they were winning the games in the movie?
Sure.
And how they were on the front page of the newspaper.
Yeah, and it was like a spinning newspaper into frame.
Sure, and it was the sports section, but it was still the headline in huge letters was like, Ladybugs win! And I was thinking at the time, I didn't know what town they were in, and I'm thinking maybe they're in some small, little, tiny podunk town. But no, it was Denver, Colorado. Yeah,
it was like the Rocky Mountain something or other.
Yeah, it was, and it said even like, oh, I was like, oh, they're in Denver, and this is the front page of the Denver newspaper. And it said, like, Ladybugs win again. Mm-hmm. So, Denver, I'm so sorry. But, yeah.
So it was very strange how much attention it garnered and, like, how big of crowds that these games got, too.
Yeah, there were the, was weird. The middle of the day, there was whole crowds of country club types.
Mm-hmm.
There was a couple mentions of yachting, which I was like, well, you're in the middle of the Rocky Mountains.
Well, maybe the yachting, the only time they mentioned yachting was, like, in a very awkwardly racist context.
Oh, right, yeah, that was a thing.
Because the one returning player on the Ladybugs team was a black girl.
Uh-huh.
And Jackie was like, well, thank goodness we have her, because as you know, all the best athletes are black. Like, we're the best runners, we're the best at baseball and basketball and football.
Because you don't know if Jackie is a black
woman. She's an African-American woman, yeah. And so then Rodney Dangerfield's like, no, there's no way black people are better at sports. They're not great at, like, water polo and fencing and yachting. And it was like... another moment that, like, did not.
What about hockey? Huh? And then Jackie makes his face like, I'll give you that one. Whoop de fucking do. And then he's like, yachting. Fox hunting.
Oh, fox hunting. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I think the joke was it's so stupid. But it was like, yeah, it was one of those, like, the joke could not have ended. Like, no matter what, it was just bad.
It was bad.
Yeah.
It was inappropriate and eye rolling and, like, it was a Jesus Christ joke.
Like, and it's one of those things, they've talked a couple times in this movie about how this girl's the best player on the team.
Mm-hmm.
But have we seen her play up until this point?
No, it was just that she was the only returning player, I think.
Right.
So they assumed she was the best player.
Yeah, but it was just weird. And then, but
I don't know.
But so, but talking about the yachting, so the guy that owns the company, what is it again, Mullins? Mm-hmm. I can't remember. It just slips out of my brain every time. I'm so sorry. But, so he's your typical, he's got, the sweater over the shoulders, he's got the aviator sunglasses, he and his wife are literally drinking champagne on the sidelines for every single game.
Yeah, this is like a society event, like, women right. wear hats.
Right, it looked like Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman. When she's mm-hmm. got her, like, I'm going to the horse race, get up. It was, imagine 15 Julia Roberts in sunglasses with glasses of champagne watching girls' soccer at 2 o'clock on a Wednesday.
Ugh.
Apparently, that's, you know what all that there is to do in Denver.
That is the fucking dream.
Yeah?
For me personally. If I could just day drink watching soccer at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
watching children.
Sign me up.
Children, I mean, it doesn't, you don't know.
You don't need to keep saying children. Like, watching a soccer game.
So, by the way, Tiffany knows a lot about soccer. There was a quick little moment where, like, they show them, like, running around the ball, and Tiffany immediately goes, oh, that's an offside.
There were wild technical inaccuracies throughout this. There was a penalty kick given late in the championship game that happened outside of the 18-yard box.
Oof.
It's not a penalty. It was just a joke.
You're so smart.
There was blatant foul. I'm smart at, like, two things.
Being a friend in soccer?
Those are the two things I'm smart at.
Oh.
That's it. Everything else, I'm a fucking moron.
You don't even know how to drive.
I don't know how to drive. I walked here. It's going to be quite a hike home. I'm just going to hitchhike my way.
Oh, no.
I can do it. but yeah, there are technical inaccuracies abound.
I was shocked because, like, that scene was on, that was on screen for a second. You would be like, oh, that's an offside.
Well, I've been watching soccer for many years.
I know,
years.
It's impressive. I know nothing about soccer.
Well, I explained offsides to you. We had a very Bend It Like Beckham moment afterwards where I used beer bottles to explain how offsides
you were. You did. You used beer bottles and a beer notebook. Can and, to represent the other team.
Yeah.
Bottles are one can.
But these are just like cans and bottles we found because we don't drink.
No. No, it's a bottle of...
olive oil. A lot of olive oil bottles. And a can of Coke. Okay. So, anyway, there's also this, like, weird scene where after one game they win, Matthew calls Chester in a panic because they're back at the boss's house. Because the tradition is, like, we all won the game, so we're going to go skinny dipping.
Which, these are girls aged like prepubescent. 12 to 14.
You know who skinny dips at that age? No one.
They're all super self-conscious of their bodies.
Yeah.
They all are... I mean, if they're, like, anything like me at age 12, they won't be naked for another 8 years. Like,
or ever,
yeah.
Kathy. Ever.
Oh, right.
Your mom listens.
She knows what's up.
but, yeah, that was just a very weird scene. So, like, he calls freaking out saying, the only way we can get out of this is if our parents can pick us up. So, like, apparently you're not allowed to just be like, no, hey, you know what? I'm not comfortable with this. Like, your mom has to come and get you.
Right.
So the workaround is Rodney Dangerfield comes dressed up, like, as a woman, wearing, like, a small mosquito net veil, like, over his face. And that fools the boss's wife. And right. She's like, oh, how delightful to meet you.
Yeah, it's just Rodney Dangerfield wearing a muumuu and sandals.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, a big floppy hat with a veil. And it's just like, hey, I'm here to pick up my boy. Like, I'm trying to get better at it. I'm going to practice tonight.
Oh, I can't wait. But yeah, it was a weird scene. Like, it just goes to show how dumb everyone in this movie is. That you can't tell that these are very plain men, like, not even attempting to actually look like women, just throwing a dress on. That'd be like if I tucked my hair up in a baseball cap and was like, I'm a guy.
Right, you didn't do anything.
I didn't, like, wrap my boots. I didn't, like, do anything. I'm just like, I'm a guy.
Right, I threw on a football jersey and some baggy jeans, and I was like, oh, hey, I'm Eli Manning. Nice to meet you.
I believe it, because he's like, a dummy. No, but I get it. It was so dumb. I'd be like, hi, my name's Carl.
I don't like movies where, the whole setup of the movie is contingent on the fact that everyone else is a complete dumbass.
Yeah.
Right. Like Jonathan Brandis, I'm sorry, he's a very pretty young boy, but he's clearly a boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just doesn't work.
And this is not 2018 where, like, a guy might want to dress as a girl and play on the girls' team.
Sure,
like, that was
not
the message we were sending.
Yeah, his gender.
It was not his
gender
identity.
Yeah. No, he just was, clearly, I am a boy and I have to put on a wig to pretend I'm a girl and that's it.
Yeah.
But it's like, he's just a boy with slightly longer hair than his normal haircut.
Yeah.
It was silly.
But so he really turns the team around, and they're doing really well, and they end up making it to the championship game. Oh, but you know, we didn't talk about that. Your favorite part of the movie was when Kimberly came to visit, and she comes over because she thinks Martha lives at Matthew's house.
Which is weird.
And so it's like this whole scene of like a 90s, like, I don't even know how to describe it. Like, you book a double date with someone and they both show up at the same time.
It was like Mrs. Doubtfire when his family and his boss.
So he was alternating between Matthew and Martha.
He was running up and down the stairs, changing in and out. But then, of course, there was times where he, you know, forgot the wig.
Right.
So, oh, no. And he had to just run back and forth. Because, I'm sorry, if somebody showed up at my house who didn't know where I lived, and was like, hey, so I heard from a guy who heard from a guy that this is your address, so I just said, show up and give me Coca-Cola.
And then she ended the visit by being like, you're my best friend.
Yes!
And it was the only time they'd ever spoken to each other individually.
It was very strange, the whole thing. And then you pointed out, it was also the only time in the entire movie that he made any attempt to disguise his voice.
Yeah, he suddenly, like, raised it a few octaves.
He went from going, like, hey, like, hustle out there, to being like, ah, my name's Martha! But it was just, it was so, like, boy trying to sound like a girl, but fake.
Yeah.
Like, when a guy's like, oh, I'm talking falsetto. That was what it sounded like.
It did. It's like my everyday voice.
That's Tiffany.
Yeah, that's your really good impression of me. You've been doing it for years.
I know, I've honed my craft. You've
perfected it. I bet our viewers couldn't even tell the difference. Our listeners couldn't even tell the difference if you just did both voices.
Hi, I'm Tiffany.
It's like listening to Tiffany, myself.
Hi, Tiffany. How are you? Great. Pretty good today. That's all I got.
It's good, though.
Thank you.
It's like I could leave. You don't even need me here. Why am I here? What is my purpose?
Is she here, though, or has this just been me all along? What if you were never here?
What if I was never born?
Oh, fuck.
Plot twist. Caitlin's insane and has a made-up friend named Tiffany that no one has ever met or been in the same room with her.
You ruined the twist ending.
Well... Hey. They were going to lose interest at some point, right?
Sure, if they haven't already. I have a question.
Yeah.
Does Jackie... What's her character's name?
Julie.
Okay, Julie, does she know that he's a boy?
Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't 100% clear on that.
She knows.
Okay, thank you for clarifying.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
Hey, I have another question.
Sure.
Did you notice how before the big game... There was a parade across the field, and they had a lady waving, and they had the Wienermobile.
She was the Wiener woman.
Right, so was the joke that there's a Wiener on the field?
Oh my fucking god. Probably. That's pretty great.
Yeah, there's a big Wiener on the field.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Did you notice that the coach of the opposing team in the championship game was Chet Hunter, Sean Hunter's dad from Boy Meets World?
I sure did, because I recognize that man anywhere.
Yeah, it's the voice.
He was much slimmer.
Oh my god, that's right, him too.
Yeah, this man.
Good lord, Jackie, protect yourself. I'm not ready for that.
And, what's the one you like's name?
Penny Pester.
Penny Pester. Just stay low. Just get your emergency kit ready.
At some point here, Matthew's mom catches him dressed up as Martha, and she's really upset about it, and it made me cringe because she was yelling at Rodney Dangerfield, saying, why are you trying to corrupt my son?
Aww.
And it made me feel uncomfortable. It's the wrong language.
Yeah.
And so she, like, stops talking to Rodney. And, like, there's this whole, you know, possible breakup, and then it all magically works out in the end, because it's a 90s movie.
Yeah, I didn't even really... It was just, like, he decided to come to the game, like, Jonathan Brandis, and he was just like, yeah, I'll come to the game.
Yeah, he came as himself, ready to be Martha if Rodney needed him, and Rodney Dangerfield was like, no, your mom doesn't want this, and I respect her too much. Also, Kimberly's not here. Her parents won't let her play in the game. And he, like, freaks out, takes a yellow cab to her house, gets out of the cab, like, runs to the door in his, like, street clothes but wearing the wig. And she opens the door and he's like, we have to talk. And he takes off the wig and she's like, what? Because she's an idiot.
Right.
And then they both show back up at the game, Kimberly ready to play, and Martha suited up. And then she does the big reveal, like, it's me, Matthew.
Right,
and everyone loses
group.
Their mind.
Right. And they just... lifted the wig gently from his head.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone was shocked. And I said to Tiffany, how... But they all handled it so well.
So
like,
well.
Like, if you found out that your friend was identifying as a male, but just dressing up as a female for, like, some crazy scheme...
Right.
Well, and I mean, all of a sudden, like, took, like, was like, oh, by the way, this whole time. Like, I told Tiffany, I was like, what if all of a sudden...
You used yourself as an example.
Yeah, I said, what if all of a sudden I just... was like, Tiffany, I have something to tell you. And I just took my hair off and I was a bald man.
We'd be at the courthouse getting married.
But what's stopping us now? Nothing anymore.
Not until we have to wait for 5 more years. You know that.
That's right.
That's right. 5 more years. Anyway, so it was like he was saying, I'm here as Martha, but you don't need Martha. You just need me to believe in you. And then they all go out and they, like, play really well.
Yeah, like, all of a sudden, for the first... Well, I mean, they've been playing well, but just without... It just didn't make sense. It was just,
I don't know. It's like, no, I told you it makes perfect sense because they weren't winning until they had a man believing in them. And so then once they had a man believing in them, they're like, oh, we can do it.
Yeah.
We can do this. We'll win for him. And they did.
And all of a sudden, they were just great.
So it's, like, the right message delivered in, like, the completely wrong way.
Right, and Rodney Dangerfield delivers a speech to the girls in his, like, gross, liquidy...
What are you saying?
Yeah, like, his liquidy voice. That was really good.
Thank you.
He does... His voice sounds like it's always quivering.
He's like, underwater. Yeah.
Do you remember what he said, and can you do it in your best Rodney Dangerfield voice to the girls?
I don't remember what he said.
He was like... You're women. Like, you got the vote. Like,
oh, God. Yeah, that it all hinged on them having the right to vote.
Yeah. You can burn your bras when you get them.
Ooh. And then he, like, made, like, the weird eyes.
Yeah. He, like, bugged his eyes out of his head talking to a bunch of 12-year-old girls about their bras. And they're all giggling. Like, because, you know, you're supposed to just laugh at that shit. Not feeling comfortable or anything.
Hashtag me too.
Hashtag It's a real prevalent theme.
But then
they go after that, and so it's just basically like, hey, you're okay because we got the vote for you, and you can burn your bras. And then, should we go to the end of the movie?
Yeah, we're already there, pretty much.
So he's then, there's a group of boys on a bus, and he's now for the boss guy. Mm-hmm. So he got the promotion, right?
He got the promotion.
It was just bold. I'm sorry, I'm not gonna work for a company where, like, the boss is like, hey, I'll give you a promotion if, like... You take my daughter's chess team to nationals. Then you're like, fuck you and fuck this job.
Sure.
But no, he's pulling up in a bus full of boys. Mm-hmm. They're all wearing baseball jerseys. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you know, he's like, and then his pep speech to them was just, you're gonna win because you're men. And then they just are like, wee. And then, like, that was the entire speech. It was like, you're gonna win because you're men. And then they're like, yeah. And then they just run off the bus.
No. He says, did you not catch the ending of the movie?
I mean, I did catch the ending, no, but I'm talking about before, this is before the reveal.
Okay, so yeah, and then he's like, you're gonna win, and then he gets off the bus, and the coach of the opposing baseball team, Mr. Cannoli, woof, like, comes up, and he's like, hey, I heard you had a guy dressed as a girl on a soccer team, is that true? And he's like, no, what are you saying?
Oh my God,
and it's, like, so weird, and then, like, Coach Cannoli, like, turns and leaves, and then all the little boys come off the bus dressed in, again, terrible wigs, and that was it.
Yeah, so it was that, oh, the only way that his girls' team is going to win is if they're not girls.
But that's fair, because women can't play baseball.
Sure.
They can't. It's just physically impossible for them to swing a bat, or hit a ball, or run, or catch things.
Also, have you ever heard of a girls' baseball team? I've heard of girls' t-ball, and I've heard of girls' softball. But,
I don't know.
Like, how many... There's no 13-year-old girl baseball teams, are there?
I don't think so. It's softball.
It's weird, right?
Because women can't handle hard balls.
So he found, like...
Thanks.
Like 12 boys.
13-year-old boys.
Willing to dress up as girls. Because he couldn't find any single female players that were good at softball.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not surprised.
But they showed them playing against... Women, like, women soccer players and all this stuff, and all the teams they were playing against were good.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, clearly there's a field of talent to select from.
Which is shocking, but true.
Right, but it's just like, oh, we just grab a bunch of random boys.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, I guess, like, it was a movie.
A ringing endorsement. It was a movie.
Pointed a camera at Rodney Dangerfield and hit record. Uh-huh. And someone edited it. That's a hard word to say.
Edited it. We're all having strokes. We all smell toast. We'll be okay. Yeah, it was a movie. I am so curious to know like, what you thought about it. Like, your overarching thought. Like, how you would rank it if you would ever watch it again with me tomorrow. Or anything like that.
I would watch it again under duress.
Oh.
wow. If I had... If you were, like, Galen, I have one last wish. Watch Ladybugs with me. I would say, for you, I would.
Oh, that's gonna happen next year.
Oh, God. it's a
fine.
Like, but I could see why a little kid would like it.
Yeah,
Rodney Dangerfield was a big deal ish mm-hmm. back then. You know, even I, as a wee child, was familiar with him.
Yeah,
and his body of work. Yeah, I don't. It's fine.
Oh boy, what would you rank it on a scale of 1 to 10?
Like, a 5?
Okay. That's higher than I thought you were going to give it.
What did you think I was going to give it?
Like, a 2 or something.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a 5 is just sort of,
It was fine.
It exists. Sure. And it doesn't, like...
But you're not going to, like, actively think about it.
I'm not going to, like, the rest of your call life. A boycott on it.
Good.
I mean, there was a lot of fun, colorful memories, like bangs. Yeah.
Great bangs. There was that one woman in the bleachers who was wearing a, green and black vertically striped crop top with suspenders.
Yeah. I mean, she never was forget. Worth the price of admission.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not because of, like, she was good looking or anything, but just because she was just wearing the most ridiculous outfit I've ever seen in my life. And she was very prominently featured in the background, and it was a delight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone was wearing, everything was neon.
Mm-hmm. And loud and 3 sizes too big.
Oh, yeah. I remember when they were in the mall, like, the store, mm-hmm. and all of the clothes on the racks, and, you know, you might look back at it now and think, wow, this looks ridiculous, but, oh, no, we actually dressed like that. Like,
it's the height of fashion.
That was cool back then, and I remember wearing all of those clothes.
Yeah.
And it was all garish.
But beautiful.
No. There's a lot of eye-catching. A lot of neon.
Mm. Yeah.
It was a lot of Laura Ashley.
Oh my God, so much floral print.
It was a weird transitional time in fashion because it was sort of when that neon look was starting to fall out of style a little bit and Laura Ashley was starting to come in. Right. So there was definitely like a transitional.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone still had 80s hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was early 90s.
Sure.
I mean, this movie caught me like at such a perfect age. I was like maybe 8 or something when mm-hmm. this movie came out. And I loved it. Like, Jonathan Brandis is, like, right in my wheelhouse Ooh. Because he's, like, so cute but also very, like, non-threatening.
Totally.
As, like, a guy to have, like, a little crush and Tiger Beat and, like, cut out his picture and, like, put it on your wall or whatever. It's, like, he was so cute. And I just thought the movie was so funny. I don't know. I loved this movie so much as a kid. And, like, I've watched it so many times as an adult that, like, I'm not proud of it. But it's, like, part of me.
Aww.
So I just love it. And I do feel like I wonder if there's any correlation or connection between, like, some movies of my childhood, like this, or, like, a Mrs. Doubtfire, like, why I love drag so much now as an adult. 100%. I feel like there's gotta be something in there. It's, like, a nod to that.
Yeah, there's something about a man wearing women's clothes that's just timeless and fun and just...
Yeah.
Yes.
Just makes me happy.
Yeah. That's your thing, man. That's what you go for.
Sure. You know how much I love a man in a dress.
I mean, you kind of do, though.
I do love a man in a dress. I do. But yeah, so for me, does this movie hold up? No. Like, not really. And I can say that fairly and honestly. Like, even though I love this movie and I've given it, like, 100 points when I was a kid.
Yeah, so what do you get it out of 10?
I mean, out of 10...
Just as a person, not necessarily objectively.
Yeah, I mean...
For yourself.
For myself, I'd say probably, like, a 7.
Oh, that's lower than I thought you were.
Well, I'm trying to be, like, realistic with it, too. Because, like, I don't want to just put on my rose-colored glasses and be like, I love this movie so much. I recognize it has flaws. I recognize there's a lot of, like, cringe-worthy parts to it. Mm-hmm. But, like, as a whole, overall, I remember it fondly. And I would watch this movie anytime it's on television now. So I would still give it, like, a 7. Maybe a 7.5.
Yeah, a little higher than you. Because I feel like you've given some movies you've been...
Maybe an 8.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, it's just a... I don't know. It holds a special spot in my heart.
Aww.
There's a lot of things I love.
I'm glad.
Soccer, Men in Dresses, Jonathan Brandis.
Yeah.
The girl from Hocus Pocus.
Oh, that's right. That was the girl from Hocus Pocus.
Penny Pester. Montages.
Yes, montages.
Wacky mistaken identity.
Sure. Wigs.
Wigs.
Jackie.
So many things that I love.
A good time all around.
I'm
glad you. I'm glad I got to share this journey with you.
I am glad as well, and I'm even more delighted that all the other suggestions we had we couldn't find, so we settled on this.
You were playing it real cool. I was like, well, we could watch this, or we could watch this. You're like, hey, whatever you want. Whatever you want. And then I was like, oh, well, you know, I guess, you know, I could do ladybugs. You're like, yeah, no, whatever, you pick whatever you want. I was like, okay, let's do ladybugs. And your eyes just, like, your eyes were almost as big as Rodney Dangerfield's.
How fucking dare you? If I was wearing my heart monitor right now, it probably would have said I went up to, like, 130 beats per minute or something when you were like, we'll watch ladybugs.
Yeah, your eyes, your
yes! I'll flip the table.
But you did a really good job. Like, yeah, it's cool, whatever, man, whatever.
I mean, I'm super chill all the time.
Yeah, we all are. Obviously.
Obviously.
All right, that was fun. Thanks for sharing.
You are so welcome. Thanks for indulging.
Of course. Anytime. Most times.
All the time. All the time.
Sure.
Yeah.
Hey, Tiffany's on...
I'm on Twitter, but, like, I'm not.
Okay.
I mean, you can follow me, but I don't say that many funny things. Unlike my dear friend Caitlin over here, who's a real poot.
Nope.
She's a real... You tweet funny stuff all the time. You're at Duffosaurus_Rex.
Yeah.
You should give her a follow.
Give me a follow.
Give her a holler.
Give me a holler.
And a follow.
Give me your digits.
I'm sorry. I regret it.
And Tiffany is at T Solia, but she's not there no more.
I mean, I'm there sometimes. I mostly just like lurk and like stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the best way to enjoy Twitter.
Yeah. We're working on an Instagram page.
Yes.
We'll let you know how that goes.
Tiffany's going to take pictures of things, of movies.
I'm going to take pictures of life and just post them on our page.
Just like brewing tea, eating eggs in the morning.
Those are the only two things I do every day.
I feel like that's what... I'm not
that's
on
what you do. I don't do that.
No, I'm not on Instagram, but I just picture just pictures of eggs.
I mean, that's mostly what it is. I mean, if we're being, like, conservative with our judgment, it's at least, like, 65% just egg pictures.
It's eggs and girls with big sunglasses, right?
That's
pretty much it.
Well, it's tough because it's, like, girls with big sunglasses and girls with big hats.
Oh.
Sometimes they have both.
Can't forget the hats.
You know, so it's tough. And then sometimes there's animals, like dogs.
Or toes in the sand.
Some toes in the sand, some hot dog legs. Sometimes you got, like, the charcoal ice cream.
If you don't know what hot dog legs are, Google hot dog legs. I love them. It sounds disgusting, but it's not. It's PG, I promise you.
Yeah, but there's a lot of hot dog legs.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway,
yeah,
we'll let you know what that is. I'm going to post all those things we mentioned.
Sure.
The first post is going to be me and Caitlin
hot
sitting on
legs.
A beach with their toes in the sand, hot dog legs, taken from behind where you can see our big hats.
And we're going to make a
and
big
we're
gonna
have
with
a
our arms.
Plate of eggs in front of us.
That seems like a lot of production
we're gonna
work.
We're going to do it. We just need to find one person to take the picture.
We don't have the budget for all those things.
I have eggs in my fridge right now.
Okay.
And I have a hat.
Well, good for you. You have a hat.
Hey, you have hot dog legs.
I do have hot dog legs. You do, too.
I do have hot dog
legs.
We
all have hot dog legs.
And we both have most of our toes.
I think between the two of us, we have 17 toes.
That's close to 20. So we're going to make that picture happen. And that will be the first picture on our Instagram. But I like the whole, like, the heart, the hand heart.
Oh,
we'll do that.
Gross. Yeah, we'll do it.
I have a hand heart picture on my Instagram right now, so fuck you. But it's two dudes.
Oh, yeah, no, I know I was there for that picture and it was a joke.
I took it seriously.
They didn't.
I asked them to do a... They did take it seriously. I asked for a prom picture and they're like, no, we're not going to do something like that stupid, but we'll do this. And
yeah,
did that
they made a big heart.
And I liked it.
It was improvement.
It was sweet.
Oh,
okay,
cool.
So yeah, follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram once we have one, and thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you. My name's Tiffany. Nope.
And my name's Caitlin.
Bye.